Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Vav. And we continue in the 10th parak here of Maseches Nedarim, all about issues of Hafara, and we are discussing the Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah from yesterday's daf and daf Ayin Hey. Can a husband be Mefer before the Neder exists? In terms of Hakama, everybody agrees that it cannot work. Lo Amar Klum, the Mishnah said. But in terms of Hafara, that was a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer said, Hafara can be done, preventative, and the Chacham say, no, eno mufar. And Rabbi Eliezer said, it's a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Eliezer said, if a person could break the neder once it exists, so surely he could prevent the neder from existing, because after all, it's easier to prevent something than to break it once it exists. And the Chacham say, back a hekesh, no, ishei kimenu, ishei firenu. And therefore we compare Hakama and Hafara, and once we know that Hakama cannot work in the future, so too Hafara cannot work in the future. And we discussed yesterday, why do you say Hakama in that direction? Maybe you should say, why do you say the Hekesh in that direction? Maybe you should say the Hekesh in the opposite direction. Why? Because that's Neged Hasvara. We spoke a little bit about Hekesh and the Yud Gimel Midos and the like. And then the Gemara asked the following question. What does it really mean when the Rabbi Eliezer says that you can prevent it? The Hafara can prevent the Neder from getting off the ground. Do we take that literally, exactly as we just formulated it, that it is preventative? Rabbi Eliezer says you can prevent a Neder from being Chal. Or do we say no? It's Chal for a moment, and then it gets broken, and then it gets removed. That's the question. We thought it was for a millisecond. The Pirush on the Rush, right here on Amma Beis, said that it is the amount of time. Need the Bali La'alter, Hainu Bechdeshe Yuchal Habal Lomer Muferlechi. Enough time for the husband to say Muferlechi, a few seconds. So that's how much it is Chal for, how long. And then it is Mufar. Either way, that's the Gemara's question. Is it not Chal at all, prevented from being Chal, or is it Chal and then broken? So that's what we're up to. We're trying to bring a couple of Tashmas. We brought from the Mishnah, we brought from the Tosefta, and now we are continuing bringing from the Tosefta again. Let's read that again, a couple lines from the bottom on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. And then we'll talk about, in general, this halacha of mikvaos. Says the Braisa, up Tashma, Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Rabbi Eliezer's svara was that preventative is easier than breaking. And that's why if Hafara could break an already existent neder, so then preventing it surely must be allowed. So the Rabbanan are going to say back, not so fast. There are some times that prevention is harder than breaking, and that ruins your svara. Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer, uma mikvah shemala sebemi tumasam. If a mikvah, which is ma'ale, which brings up the tumeim from their tumah, ein matzil al hatahorim milihi tameh, but it does not prevent tahor from being tameh, meaning if a person is tameh, they go to the mikvah, they become tahor. So the mikvah breaks the tumah. And yet, if somebody is in the mikvah and they touch a sheretz, they are going to become tameh. So the mikvah does not prevent. So you see, prevention is even harder. So you see, in that direction, Adam, she'ein ma'alas etmeh mitumasam, and a person which is not ma'alat tumah from its state, if a person swallows, right, if you want to look in the Mefarish, she'imbola taba'as tameya vihikia derech beis harei lo amar tetevi kli galalim v'talami tumasa. So he swallows a ring and it comes out the other side, so we don't say that it becomes tahar, right? A person was not ma'ale tuma from tumasam, but a person can prevent. Ein odin shehu shalo yatzal al tarbi l'tamei. It should be that the person would not be able to prevent the tumah, but he can. That tumah balua, a person can. But that's the kasha, that misvara, or the yorsvara, it shouldn't work. As the Mefarish continues, ukeshem shein mazal tor mili tamei kol ikar, just like a does not prevent kach lo yehi moalo laros laros kishemeva ledri ishto shasi the lidar, it shouldn't be able to prevent in the future, comparing it to our case of Nedarim. But what do you see from there? The whole discussion is real prevention of swallowing a ring, not becoming tamei shpamino lo chaylin. So it seems from this discussion of mikvah that it is not chal at all. Remember, the Rabbanan are talking about total prevention, not being chal and then ruining it. Okay, a couple of points to talk about in Yanim of Mikvah. So first, what we ended off with yesterday, and that is, what is the reason that the Braisa uses the Lashon of Shema'ala es ha-tameyam mitum asam? Why doesn't it just say Shemitar es ha-tameyam? What's Ma'ale? They bring up, a Mikvah brings up a person from the state of Tumah. Why that Lashon? So, explains the Sharm Tzionim Balacha, three different answers. V'nira tipirusho shetzorach shamayim yechasa kol gufo. Number one, maybe ma'ale, is that the water must be above and cover the whole person's body. That's not number one. That's the tzorach shamayim yechasa kol gufo. Right, like the Gemara says, ma'im shekol gufo ole bohen. Ma'im, that the whole guf could be ole in them. What's the basis for that? So he quotes the Rivash, and the Chinuch also says it somewhat, that when a person goes into a mikvah and he's surrounded within the water, it's like he's batel. It's like he's nullified. That's why he has to be totally surrounded inside the water. The Sefer HaChinuch even says it's like a person going back to in utero, into the amniotic fluid, and then when he is born, he's a new person. That's what we have to think about whenever we come out of a mikvah. It's like we're being born anew. We have a new lease. Right, we have a new scoreboard that in Shamayim that we have to make sure that we take advantage of. That's mikvah. That's in the water. Number one. Number two. Od efshal afarish api divrei hakesef mishnah. He goes to Kesef Mishnah of the Achronim, like in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, where the Kesef Mishnah asks, when does a person become tar in a mikvah? When he is under the water, or when he comes out and leaves the mikvah? There are sources, Lakan or Lakan, the Kesef Mishnah assumes it's only when he comes out. Ein hatame nitar ela ba'aliyaso min hamayim. Meaning, let's say he's in the water and he touches something. So, until he comes out, assumes the Kesef Mishnah, he's still matame. And he quotes from the Avnei Nezer, who quotes from the Gemara, Yarad v'yitbol v'ya'ale. Many times the Gemara uses the Lashon of going up, and not just being nitar ba'odah b'mayim. So maybe that's another allusion in this braisa. Ma'alin es ha-tameyam mitum asam. Ma'alin is a lashon from when they go up. Number two. And number three, he suggests, od yesh lomar, al lashon shema'al es ha-tameyam mitum asam, delo dai shenitar min hatuma, ela shemis'ale od yoser. Al pi mashakasav, hanom elimelech parshas achremos. Mikvah has to make us, when we're matire ourselves, we have to make ourselves a different person, a raised up person. Not just physically, because we went into the water, but spiritually, we have to make sure that we are raised, and that's the Lashon of Ma'alin, Lashon of going up, three different days in the Sharm Siyan Malacha regarding Mikvah. Couple of other points. We discussed a couple of days ago that certain mitzvos are not only inherently mitzvos, but they also serve a function. Matir. Sometimes they only serve a function, and even though they might be counted as one of the 613, but inherently they are matirim. They're not something that we are obligated to do, but they are situational. If we want to do something, then we would have to do this. Matirim. And we have that we discussed by a number of mitzvos relating to chalitza and relating to shechita, where there are some that don't even count shechita as a mitzvah. The Ravid is very upset at the Rambam that he counts it as a mitzvah. On the first page of the Yoredeya, on the bottom of the page, the Yad Avram discusses, this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether it should be counted as a mitzvah or not, the mitzvah of shechita. So you have a similar idea here by mikvah. Is mikvah a mikvah? Is mikvah a mitzvah? Or is mikvah purely a matir, even if it would be counted as one of the 613? So all quotes, whenever this discussion comes up, the first source quoted has to be the Tosfos and Maseches Nida. Tosfos and Nida, Daf Samach Vav, Amid Beis, says the Yesod, and the question is, does this really hold across the board? Tosfos says, when it comes to a mitzvah, you can have lachadchilas and bidiyevas. Do this in the lachadchila way, and bidiyevas, if you didn't, it's okay. You still did the mitzvah, it's okay. But when it comes to a matir, a matir is a matir. You do it. And if you did it, it's matir, whatever you're trying to be matir. And if you didn't do it, you aren't matir. It doesn't make sense, says Tosfos, to have lechadchilas and bidiyevas when it comes to matirim. That's Tosfos' line, Samach Vav Amid Beis. Ein svara gabe tfila. To say that there's a lechadchila for bias mayim and bidiyevet, like we discussed a couple of days ago from Rabbi Zeira. Right, lechadchila, you should keep your mouth open. Right, to let the water in. Bidiyevet, if you did it, it's okay. No. There's no lechadchila of keeping your mouth open. No, you need ra'ui l'bias mayim, but it doesn't mean that l'chadchila you should. So says Tosfos, shalak pida Torah elashi yitar ha'adam. The Torah just says a person should become tahar. The ein lomar to l'chadchila li'ba'i. You can't say l'chadchila you would need something. Dekiva debidievet tahar l'chadchila nami lo'ba'i v'tal lo tvila. Aval bila umikra bikurim v'chalitza. Tosis has it on that side. Mitzvos ninu. Hilkach lechadchila levid. Tosis says bila, mixing, right? The oil on the flour. Mikra bikurim, chalisa, all of those have lechadchilas related to them. And that's a reflection of mitzvos. That's the Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Kuf. Talks about how do you do chalitza? It's kriyas apsukim, rekika, and the chalitza itself, the three parts of chalitza. What's ma'akev? Right, all agree that the chalitza is ma'akev. You have to the shoe has to be removed. Everybody agrees that the kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. The question is the rekika. And that is the, you see, there's a lachachilah. So Tosfos brings out Zariah that chalitza is not just a matir, but it is also a mitzvah. Again, it relates to the first chacham tzvi, simon aleph, whether if somebody does not want to perform chalitza, do they have to? Let's say it's a 99-year-old woman who has no intention of getting remarried. Does she have to do chalitza? So this is about a discussion of the poskim. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, Kabbalistically, there's an idea of doing chalitza. But he says Kabbalah overriding certain needs and other issues. You know, I'm not so fast, I'm not so sure that it would override. But either way, that's part of the discussion whether chalitza or is a mitzvah or not. But you have this by many mitzvahs. The first piece in Gines Egos in Rav Shechter's Sefer in Simon Aleph, he also discusses there lechadchila b'di'eved b'mitzvahs haTorah, and he discusses many shechita. There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin Adav Chav Zayin, regarding shechting of the simanim. We know, to shecht, the definition of shechita, is the cutting of both simanim for an animal, cutting of one simon for a bird. So the Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, whether there is a lechadchila to shecht the entire simon or not. Rove simon works. Rove, the majority of the veshet and the kanet, the windpipe and the food pipe, says there's a lachadchila to do the whole simon. So is that a din lachadchila or a din b'di'evet or a din d'rabanan? Is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan? Thank you. That is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. So suggest the Lev Aryeh quoted here that maybe this is gufa the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. If you say like Tosfos says Yesodin Nida that there's never a lachachila when it comes to a matir only by mitzvos, so then here you would say if shechita is just a matir, then you can't say that there's a lachadchila d'oraisa how to do it. So you have to say that the shechting kol asimid is only a didrabanan. But if you say that shechita is also a mitzvah, not just a matir, so then, like the Rambam might say, so then you would say there is a lachadchila even on a d'oraisa level of shechting the entire simid. That could be the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Where else do you have this? And he quotes, chalitza hafrashas truma. Is Havrashas Truma a mitzvah or a matzah? The Taz in the first Simon in Yoredeh again. The Taz says that there is an idea of being mafresh even if I have no intention of eating from the field, just to do the Havrasha. What if I have a zillion fields? I'm not going to touch this. It's too much. I don't have intention to eat from it. The Taz says there's still a din to be mafresh and to make the Bircha Shevach. Rabbi Kiva Eger there cannot believe it. He said, what are you talking about? Hafrasha is about getting these field mitukan, removing the shame tevel, so you can eat it. So again, mitzvah versus matir, right? That is another idea. And there are many other examples that he discusses regarding this issue. Fine. That is mikvah. One final point relating to this discussion on this brisa, and that is the general halacha of having a mikvah in a community. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Mikvos that the community members must make sure that there is a mikvah in the community, and even before other requirements, maybe even before a shul. Maybe even before a shul, one has to make sure, you can daven in a house, one has to make sure that a mikvah is set up. Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas regarding these issues of mikvah. Just mentioned two or three of them. Rav Moshe in Choshen Mishpat, in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, discusses the issues of mikvos, And he quotes there, Be'im yesh lomansi, dir din ir miyuchad, vod pratim mechivi ir b'meh kofen al zeh al zeh. He quotes a tshuva from 1959, where they were building the Munsi mikvah. So he says there, what kind of chiv is it? There's a mikvah in the next town. Is this a separate town? So he writes, u'bedvar tainas ha'omrim, she'in sarach lemikvah, ha'ol v'yesh shtei mikvahos ba'yaras ha'smuchos. The taita that some people say, we don't need another mikvah. There are mikvahs in the neighboring towns. Va'av she'yesh mahalach shnei milenu, even though it's a 2 mile walk, b'toch ha'tchum mitzadiburi ha'arim, v'ashon le'lech shom gam b'shabbos. It's a 2 mile walk, but it's within the tchum, you can go there on Shabbos. V'harotzim b'mikvah to'anim, and those who want the mikvah say, it's very difficult. Davar kashel anashim leilach shnei milim v'gam yishyarim shekarim tuva. There are cold days. Hanochalani as daiti says Rav Moshe. If the majority of people seem to want the mikvah, they could force the ma'atim to get involved. If it's only a few individuals that think there's a need for it, and everyone else does not, including the women, he doesn't say yes to men. Yes to women. If they what their opinion is, if they say there's no need, then there's no kfiya. Avalam hey ma'atim in yichol lakov as a rabbim, they can't force. Bekiva devada yesh in choshen zel etzarech me'achas shebimei achol yichol abakal avol l'sham aydei nesiya bakar ubas v'rakli me'shabas v'yantif shelo yakpidu gam litchos liyom echad em yikshe lo ish leilech mitzad arichok makom v'hakor. And he says you have to ask. Even though mitzvah tefillah bismana, there's no chiyah bismana zeh, as we said, as much as in the days of old. Derov apamim eino gezel puravu, rak vishim chiyuv v'misha labayla, v'chulu. So it depends. You have to ask what the tzibur wants. Aval em rov yirtzu livnos mikvah bishvil zeh, if most want to, bat la daisa ma'atim. Bala dasa ma'atim, the das of the minority is batel, v'nechshav zet tzorech ha'ir, me'achar she'be'etzem gam la'ma'atim yish tshuva bazeh, v'yichol la'kofas ma'atim de'gam kein yisayu be'binyan ha'mikvah. And you can say, Rav Moshe says, and at the end, the mitzad ha'tayna, if they bring up the false claim, she'im rotzim lismoch al ha'rabanim ha'mashgichem b'mikvos ha'smuchos, but if their tayna is not that there's a need for the women, but we don't like the hashkacha of that rabbi, and he's a authoritative rabbi. That's somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. He doesn't say. But if they say that, ein ze taina afla rabim lakofas ma'atim hasomchen al rabbanim amashkichim emeim rabbanim sheish b'lebem heter hora. If they have their rab that has the heter hora to be a mashkiach for a mikvah, right, to say how it was built and to give the rules to the mikvah ladies about what they're supposed to do, so you can't have the right to undermine that and say, we want to force everybody not to trust that person. Umitzad atayna sheish baze hezek umenias parnasa lemikvos hasmuchos ula hanashim hamenuyos ala mikvos eno klum. You want to say it's going to take away the parnasa of this first mikvah? No. It wasn't an agreement that they weren't going to build a mikvah in the neighboring town. And therefore, that is not a taina. And then he quotes other, details related in that tshuva. But also, there's a couple in a row relating to the makar for binyan mikvah in Simon Membeis. He discusses, what's the makar for mikvah coming before building a Beis HaKnesses. He says, vadei pashut. But binyan mikvah called binyan mikvah vadei pashut. Af im ein lochosh chas l'shalom l'takala. Ki ara yeba zem minias puravu v'sheves. V'gam lasol shalom b'nish l'ishto. B'shvil shekol echan me'emu kodem. V'gam tzorech l'imkar sefer Torah. V'koshik e'beis ha'knesses b'shvil zeh. Right? He says that it comes before even if you could go to a faraway place to go to a mikvah. Many women wouldn't be able to get there, right? And therefore, it would come to Benias Puravu, Benias Shevas, Benias Ona, and therefore, one is obligated to do that, not just a good idea, but one is obligated. And then he quotes, "Bishul Lasso Shalom Benish Lishto Kfar Biarti Lini Lasso Mikvah Becheder Beis Haknesses Nasa Lis Palosham." You have to make sure it's in a sneeze area, and if it's not, it's terrible. Moshe says you have to make sure that's part of building a mikvah. Part of the chiyuv is to do that. That's what he writes also in Yaradeya in Chelek Beis Simin Sadi Aleph. He talks about a situation where the mikvah is not in a appropriate area. 1964. Again, you have to look when these shuvahs were written. 1964, Moshe writes, B'dvar mikvah she'nimseis b'makam nachrim. Right, a lot of gentrification that took place over the years. There was a mikvah that was in a non-Jewish neighborhood. Shem prutzim v'roim b'hachalonos shadasim tovlos. The goyim could see in. Pashiru davar asur shari yarum abba makam shiodasha akam istaklumba v'zo pritzis gedola. Not just pritzis v'achvar makam shefshal l'nachrim listakel. Even if it's not sure that they'll be able to see in, it's terrible, and also the tefillah might not be good because if a woman knows that she's visible to an outsider. The Gemara says in Nida that we're worried that she's not going to be tovelis properly, and therefore chiyuv al bnei yair livnos mikva b'makom aroy shelo yechas v'shalom shum chashash pritzus v'lo yeshim chashash busha v'ad sheyivnu tzarech limso eza eitza shelo yefshal istakel v'yuchlo litvok ki ha I efshal lios v'yir af laila achas below mikva ksheira. That's where Moshe writes a number of times a great line. You can't even have one night that the mikvahs are not open in the city. You can't have one night. You can't do that to people. And therefore, even in the interim, you have to figure something out. Upashut! And then he quotes, Shema sherotzim menale akila limkar mikodem mikvah yishana. Let's sell the old one. Sheish bagam shvitz bad. Right, it's also like a sauna or a wet one, dry one. The acharkach livnos. You want to sell that and then get enough money to build it. It's totally asur. The echefshar af lachshov klal lahashir leir below mikvah meshach is a chadashim. How can you even think that to leave a city without a mikvah for a couple of months? The af laila achas. He says again, aser leos below mikvah v'chomer zetuva mi beis hakneses. It's much more chomer than a shul. Shegamkein itzrichu livnos beis hakneses achadash tchila. Even a shul, you can't go without a shul. And you have to make sure that the new one is built before the old one, or a place to daven. But for sure, by a mikvah, a kol shekein bismanenu, shabavonasino arava yishlochish lisser kares shol yamdu b'nisayon shol tia mikvah ksheira. They won't be able to stand in the nisayon. V'lachein takeif umiyad yesh lo b'nei ha'ir lahaskel b'vinyan ha'mikvah b'makam haroy v'in lahachmit ze af l'sha. Don't try to push this off at all. And he quotes other issues. There's a couple of tshuvas relating to the obligations of a kehila for a mikvah, to take care of it, and that relates to our gemara. So back to our gemara. So we have the Tosefta that was quoted that gives the impression that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, right, the Rabbanan are talking to Rabbi Eliezer, his opinion is that the hafara would be preventative and not allow the neder to be chal and then break it. So now the gemara says, Ema Seifa, Taba Vayin Vav, but if you look in the Seifa, the second next part of that same Tosefta, you get the opposite impression. Amru Lo Rabbi Eliezer, the next Taina that the Rabbanan have to Rabbi Eliezer. Amru Lo Rabbi Eliezer, the first part Taina that we just quoted was regarding a person in a mikvah. Now we're going to get the discussion of Tevilas Kalim. Amru Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Im Matbilin Kli Tame Li Taher. You could be Tovel a Kli that is Tamei, in order to be Mitaharit. You have a Kli Tamei. In the days of old, a lot of Kalim became Tamei, so you put it into a mikvah. Imadil Kli Tamei Litaher. Yatbilu Kli Lekishe Yitma Litaher. Would you be able to Tovel a Kli before it becomes Tamei and say, well, I'm being putting this in a mikvah now, so that when it becomes Tamei, it'll be Tahar. So do you say that? That doesn't work. Right, so you see again there, it goes in opposite directions. There, it's easier to break something than to prevent something. Again, but what do you see from the language of the Brisa? It says you're going to tovel it now so that when it becomes Tameh, it'll automatically become Tar. What does that sound like? Shma mina chaylin. It sounds like, therefore, it is chal. It's not totally preventative. So the first line of the Tosefta that we quoted about a person going into a mikvah sounds like it is preventative totally, and this one sounds like it is not, it is chal, and then it is broken. So two different ways to understand Rabbi Eliezer based on the words of the Rabbanan to him. So the Gemara answers, you're right. We'll get back to this, but let's just first finish the sentence. Amri, Rabbanan lo kaimi lohon b'taimi de Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan were not sure about Rabbi Eliezer's svara. The Rabbanan also had the same question that we had. V'achik amri le, my svirloch. And they said to him, what do you hold? According to whatever you hold, we have something to, a logic that goes against. If you hold that it should be chal and then batel, then this last thing that we just quoted, the kli, should argue with it, because that shows that it is chal and batel. But the logic could go in the opposite direction. If it's not chal at all, then the mikvah case, the first part, that we started today with should be Akasha on you. So either way, we still do not have an answer to what Rabbi Eliezer holds. There's going to be one more try. The fourth and final one is going to come, and we will prove Rabbi Eliezer Shita from that one. But before that, there are, you read this Gemara, you're like, okay, doesn't seem so halacha l'maisa, and it's quoted here in Nedarim, all about Nara Marasa, that the husband or the father is made for the Nedarim, Zel. But there are two discussions halachically relating to this Gemara. First of all, the Maharil is quoted, quotes in his Sefer, that it is impossible to be Matvil a Kli. This is only about Tumah Vatara. Not what we call Tevilas Kalim. But the Maharil uses this regarding Tevilas Kalim. The Maharil in Simen Nuntes says that what happens if a guy owns a kli, but he gave it to me, but it's still halacha, it's not mine yet. He didn't sell it to me. Says the Maharil, you can't tovel a kli before it becomes yours. While it belongs to the guy, you can't tovel it yet. As this Gemara says, do you think that before it becomes tummy, you could be metahir it? You could put it to a mikvah? That's the Maharil, quoting our Gemara. Right? It doesn't sound like it. Because you know it from here that you can't be Tovel before Tumma takes place. That's the Maharil. So that doesn't come up so often about being Tovel something while it's still in the Rishus of the guy. What comes up more often is Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach has many tshuvas regarding Tevila in Tshuvas HaHanhagos, and in Chelek Aleph, he has a couple in a row, each of them very interesting. Rav Sternbach writes in the Hagdama to his Sefer, three words, Rabim Ohavim HaKitzer. People like short. And that's why if you look at the Rav Sternbach, his tshuvas are short. His tshuvas, he knows, I want to keep people interested, I don't want to lose people. He says, people can't read pages and pages. Sometimes we open up tshuvas of other Sfarim, and when you open it up, we close it, because we see how long it is. If it's short, then there's a chance that we might read it. But if it's longer, it's not. So he knows that. He says, Rabbi Moavim HaKitzer. That's why most of his tshuvas are pretty short. So he says, what happens in a case that comes up sometimes? What if we want to give a gift? Want to give a gift to someone, and we don't want them to have to worry about toveling it. So we tovel it before we give it to them. We say it's toveled already to solve them the trouble, to save the trouble from them. So fine. So is that okay though? What do you mean? What's the issue? The Shulchan Aruch discusses that if I buy a kli not to use, machlokes, what if I buy it for business? I buy it to sell. I buy it as an asset. I don't buy it to use for food. Or I buy it for some other reason. So there's a shiloh whether I could tovel that. Well, I don't need to tovel it. But what if I'm going to buy it to sell for somebody else? I'm going to buy it just as a mocher. So am I allowed to tovel it beforehand? Maybe there's no chiv of tefillah yet. Before somebody has it, that they're going to use it. So if I'm going to give it, if I bought something to give to my friend, so maybe I do not have a chiv of tefillah. So when I tovel it, it's too early, like the Maharil says. Well, it's all owned by a guy. Do you say this too? So the Shuvas V'Hanhagos of Sternbach writes, the minhag is to do it. Ha'olam nogu lahatol v'acharkach lasis b'matana. This is Aleph Tafnu and Beis. Ava l'chora nira de'efshar sh'atfilo lo mo'ila u'machshil ha'makabel. So he says, I'm not so sure, because there might not be a chiyuv tefillah. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Siv Ches, that if you buy something, you buy a knife to cut cards with, not Letzorech Hasuda, you don't have to be ma'atvel it. And then there's a discussion in the Nosei Kalim, what about buying it for business? The Taz and the Shach both quote the Beis Yosef, that if a cut of the Schor, it's Aruch tefillah. And then that it basically goes back and forth. There's at least a discussion of it. So That is the Shaila. So he quotes the Sefer Tefilas Kelim, which is the authoritative Sefer on these topics, that Shebesocher Shemocher Kelim Shemtavo Ba'atzmo Lohakal Okuchos Lomoil Shadayin Ein Kan Chiv Tefila Mikal Makom Mamocher Tavo Ein Alokeach Matvila Bebracha. It works somewhat, because some poskim would say it would work, but the Lokeach has to be told again without a bracha. So back and forth, he says, Memela Ani Navoch. He says, I don't know what to do. If you're going to give, you want to save the person the trouble, so don't. He says, but what happens if you're giving a matana to someone who you think is not going to tovel it? That now becomes a tricky issue. You're going to give it, you're being machshel them. Shemishtamish b'kli below tefila. So also mishum lefnei iver. Vavsha mocha yat v'kodim lo mo'il. So he says, two eitzes. He said, or three eitzes. He said, number one, maybe you could be mizaki it to someone else. Like we say, you want to give something on Shabbos, be zochit to someone else on their behalf, and then tovel it for them. Then you'd be able to do that. Or, shahanosin matana, yatfil akli v'yishtami tfoksas, or be tovel it, and use it for a second. Put something in it, and then put some, then take something out of it. V'oz, then it's a clay suda that you use for yourself. But you have to take off the label, which is a problem, because sometimes you want to give the gift and keep the label on, because you want people to see that it's the fancy company that you got them. So it's a little more difficult. But then he says, but sometimes you want to give them the option to return it. So sometimes if you remove the label and you're... So it's a tricky issue. It's a tricky issue here where it's in this circumstance. He says at the end, maybe if there's a chance that they may return it, then there's no lifnei iver at least, because maybe they're not going to do the Aveira Bechal. They're not going to use it. So he goes back and forth. Anyway, but it's a similar discussion of the Maharil that we have in based on our Gemara, being toveling it while it's still in the Rishus of the guy, being toveling it before you give it as a Matana. Right in that piece, he has a couple of other questions about toveling. Again, we can spend the whole shiur on it. Just two other issues that he discusses there. Fascinating. Number one, he has two tshuvas back. Chelek Aleph Simin Tav Mem Tes. Mem tes, a ger shenis gayer. Does he have to be tovel his kalim? Unbelievable. I mean, the early poskim don't discuss this. It's quoted in the Darkei Tshuva, and he quotes it here too. The achronim are msupik about it. Why? Well, you would say, well, why not? Right? These kalim are owned by a guy, and now they're owned by a Jew. Maybe the din, daraisa, darabanan, machlokas, rishonim, of tilas kalim is only when you buy it or you get it from a guy. But if you switch, the Kalim don't switch. The Kalim haven't switched for sure. It's just that you became Jewish, so then maybe you don't have to tovel. See, quotes, this is not clear. Not clear in the early sources. Right? He says, the Matzino get the tefilas Kalim kazu shalo ba yedei mechiras goy li Yisrael el bovan shereshus goy nefcha li yisrushus Yisrael. You don't find that. You don't find that. So it is not clear. Me akshav, kivach in his bayer, he says, the tefilah of a ger himself, right, he didn't change, he's changing, and he requires tefillah. So maybe two is Kalim, Kochi and Kalim Amish, Chayavin b'tefillah, Shiatzim Yaakov and Shus Yisrael. So the Chuvah Tanhagos is noted to say it requires tefillah, but because we haven't found this din mefurash, Roy Lahathbil Bili Bracha, he quotes from the Sefer Tefillahs Kalim, who quote, G'dolei Aposkim, quotes the Avnei Nezer, and the Nezer HaKodesh, and others that say you do not have to tovel it. Rav Serbach says, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why they say that. Not sure why. He quotes Poskim Lakan Lakan, but that has an interesting Shaila that comes up in Tfilas Kalim. One other one, also relating to issues of, is there a Chiv to Tovel or not in Chelek Beis? He discusses Simin Tav Zayin. What happens if you gave a Kli to a guy? It's yours. You gave it to a guy to fix. It was totally broken. And he fixed it. Do we say the principle of Una and Uman Kona B'Sheva Kli, and it's as if it's his now, because he fixed it, and maybe when you get back, you're going to have to tovel it. Right? Do you say that? Sounds unusual. So if it was based, if it semi-worked and he just made it better, then for sure it's not a problem. But if you gave it to him, Nasan La'akum Mixer, L'Sakno, Imsarach Tfila, some type of mixer, which has a Chiv of Tfila, some of the parts of it, so do you have to be worried about that? So he says, usually not. Usually it's a Kli without the guy. It's a Kli without him, and he fixed it. If he really added on a good number of parts of his own, and he really made it like Panam Chadosh's Bolakan, then there would be a Chiyah. But other than that, L'chore, it would not be. And the Poskim, the Rechash Shulchan, others talk about, what about when you sell your chametz? When we sell our chametz, we sell the chametz, and we sell the chametz in our kalim. We don't sell our kalim. Those who think that they're selling their kalim could be a Shiloh if the guy owns the kalim. When you get it back, you have to tovel them because they won't buy a guy for the week of Pesach. So we assume that we try not to sell the kalim, we just sell the blios inside. Okay, we'll stop there for now with the tefillah. Oh, I'm sorry, the other issue. There are two halakha discussions that are brought up here. First the tefillah, and then the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Psachim, in Tav Kuf Nun says, Chametz we know is batel before Pesach. There's only Aser B'mashu on Pesach. What if Chametz is batel before Pesach? And then, are you allowed to be mashe it on Pesach to have it? So that's a discussion in the Poskim in Hilchas Pesach, but the Mordechai quotes a machlokes, and he quotes from the Rav Yo, that it's still a problem. Even if it's batel beforehand. Why? Because the Gemara says in the Nedarim Ayin Vav, unbelievable, that preventative is not going to work. So here too, preventative is not going to work. Just because the Chametz was batel beforehand, but once it becomes Aser B'mashahu on Pesach, says the Rav Yah, you would still have to worry about it. V'Rav Yah Cholik al Sefer HaTruma, quotes the Mordechai, and the Hevi Raya min Yedarim Perak Nara, im Advil and Kli L'tami L'tar, Yadbil Kli L'shemi Yedar, hu Adin, de'ena Chametz batel, kol nemisuro, so the Chametz cannot be batel. What's the answer? How do you reject that? The answer is, if something, you know, the other Rishonim, there's a difference between bitol and tara. When something is mevutal, it doesn't exist anymore. Right? It's totally bottled. It's nullified. It's not choser v'neyor. So if you can't have that comparison. Good. So tashma. Let's get back now to the middle of the amud. The fourth and final raya. Tashma, amr lahem Rabbi Eliezer. So now Rabbi Eliezer says back to them, Uma zra'im temeyim. By Zerum Tumeh, you have a seed. You have a Tumeh seed that you're going to put in the ground. Kiva, Chizorin, Bakarka, Tahorim. Once you put it into the ground and it starts growing, it becomes Tahor. So that's like existing and breaking it. Right? A Zera is Tumeh. You put it in the ground, it becomes Tahor. So Zeruin, Va'omdin, Lakoshakin, so surely a tree or something that is connected to the ground cannot become Tumeh. Zeruin, Va'omdin, Lakoshakin. So what do you see from that language of Rabbi Eliezer? Clearly, it's preventative. Preventative. It's the tree inside. So Shvami no loch island. Clear from there that it is not chal. So Adkan, the words of Rebbe Eliezer. The Karanora writes, what as a question, what if he said mefurish that it should be mufar only after it is chal for a second? For whatever reason. So that's a Shiloh the Karanora brings up here at the end of his piece on our Amid. I'll just read you the Lashon. The Karanora says, V'yesh lehistapek, l'may demaskinon, Jehovah Eliezer lochaylen klal, that's the maskana, im omar habal beferish, sheyiu mufarin achar sheyachulu, ihavi afar l'Rebbe Eliezer. So he assumes it would work. He assumes it would work. Why a person would say that is unclear, but he assumes it would work. But that is Rebbe Eliezer being chal, talking about Tomas Ochlin. And if the Rama Pascha is like this Brisa, that anything connected cannot be chal. The Rama Menhilchos Tomas Ochlin in the first parak, one mitzvah to deal with the dinim of Tomas Mashkin va Ochlin vehechsheiron. The Rama starts off Hilchos Tomas Ochlin, kol ochel hamiyuchad l'machal adam. Any food that is food for a person, kagon, lechem, basar, anovim, zeisim, v'chayezeh behem. The Rambam has to quote food. What four foods does he quote? Bread, meat, grapes, and olives. Those four. So, really, it's any food. But he quotes those four. Mekabel tuma. They are mekabel tuma. V'chol she'enem yuchal l'machal adam, and anything that is not yuchad for human consumption, arizetar v'enem mekabel tuma, unless you thought about machal, for it to be machal adam. And the Rambam says, zeh v'zeh, and any food, any of these foods cannot only become tamei once they become wet with one of the seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? Yad shachatam. The Rambam quotes the seven liquids from the Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin. In the beginning of the second parak, the Rambam says, kol ha'ochlin ha'gedelin min ha'karka, einan makablin tuma ad she'yakru. Any food that grows from the ground cannot become tamei until it gets uprooted. Right, that's our Mishnah right here. That's our Gemara. Zruin va'omdin lo kol shekein. Something that zruin va'omdin cannot become tameh. That's the Rambam. As long as they're mechubar, even with the shorish katan, that they can live from, shichon lichlas bimenu, ain't a makabal tuma, they're not makabal tuma at all, because they are connected. And that's why it can't be hukshar either, because everything gets rained on. It has to be detached and then become wet with one of the seven liquids and then become tameh. That is the limit. Fine. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon lo darshi kal v'chomer. So he just ended up saying yes. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah has the kal v'chomer that preventative is easier than breaking something. So the Gemara now says the Rabbanan don't hold of such a svara. But we have a brisa that the Rabbanan do hold of the same svara. Yochol yimkar adam es biduk shinara. We know a person could sell his ktana daughter in order to help her survive and make a living, right? In the days that the Torah gives the rights of the father, because the daughter is starving, he has no money, so he can make an arrangement for this girl to be taken care of. And it's not chas v'shalom, we say sell, but it's going to end up being yiud, it's going to end up being some type of marriage, so it's really a chesed, as the Rishonim explain. But you might think that he could sell her even when she's already a gedola, a nara, a martkal v'chomer. We say no way. Mechura kvar yotza. If she's already sold, she goes free when she becomes a nara, so breaking occurs. So surely preventing the sale should work. If she's already sold, it's broken. So surely if she's not sold yet, it shouldn't be able to get off the ground. So you see the Rabbanan, that's not Rabbi Eliezer, that's the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan also hold of this type of kal v'chomer, that preventative is easier. So why do they reject it here? So says the Gemara in Ba'alma Darshi kal v'chomer. Really, we do darshan kal v'chomer. They do darshan kal v'chomer. In general, the svara makes sense. But v'shayni hacha, but here is different to Amar Kra, Yishayi Kimenu, Yishayi Feirenu. Here, the hekish outweighs the kal v'chomer. Esha balach lal hakim, balach lal hafer. Vesha lo balach lal hakim, lo balach lal hafer. So, that is why in Echinami, the kal v'chomer makes sense, but there are other factors involved here. Unbelievable usage of this line in a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Let's start with the beginning, the Taz. The Taz in Yaradeya discusses the following. The Taz in Shin Ayin Vav discusses all the halachas of Kaddish, of who says Kaddish and who gets the Amud, Yardside beats a Shloshim, and Shloshim beats a Shana Rishona, the first year, all different details of Kaddish quoted there in Simin Shin Ayin Vav in the Ramah, and then in the Taz. The last lines of the Taz in Sif Katan Dalid says the Taz, Nireli, right, he's saying this based on his own conviction. Demisha meis b'Shabbos o b'Yontif. V'yefshel l'kavur bo b'yom. What if somebody dies on Shabbos or Yontif and they can't be buried? Or let's say they die before Shabbos and they're going to Eretz Yisrael. L'maisa, it's Shabbos or Yontif and the relative is not buried yet. The al kalpanim yomar kaddish tekev achramisa. The onen really could say kaddish on Shabbos on a weekday. He's not nazav chiyah to daven. There's no Kaddish because there's no davening. But on Shabbos, he's davening. So says the Taz, he says Kaddish. Why? De'ein amiris Kaddish tolui ba'avelus klal. Because Kaddish is not tolui on avelus. So if he could say it, aval bachol e'lasos kein, takshu onin patah min ha'tfilah, kein nirali. But on weekday, don't do this, because an onin is patah from davening. That is the Taz. Say Kaddish even before Kfura. Says the Shachar, the Nekudas HaKesef right here, no! The li nira, he says nira li to him. I think differently. The li nira to kiva the tama kaddish who shepode es aviv mi gehenim. Since the reason for kaddish is that one is redeeming their father from gehenim, im kain calls man shalo nikbar ain bo din gehenim. Right, until this burial, there's no gehenim yet. The neshama is still here. Ukimedume shekain no again. And I think that this is what people do. Again, Avelos is much minhag, right? There's a lot of minhag and what the minhag is here, what the minhag is there, but the Taz and the Shach argue, is there Kaddish before Kfura? Machlokas Taz and the Shach. What does this have to do with us? Says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Chelek Gimel. Simin Kuf Samach, Os Gimel. Gimel, Kuf Samach, Gimel. Amiris Kaddish, Bishadish, Yikodim HaKfura. So as he talks about, Le'inyin Shabbos Shekod Makfura, Shataz, Bisofo, because of Yomar Kaddish, Vashab Rekud is because of Yomar, don't say it. He says, Rav Moshe, L'ani Yaz Daiti, L'okosha Chal Al-Ataz. I think you could go like the Taz. If you want to say Kaddish before, and you can, why? There's no Gehenim yet, and Kaddish is to bring them up from Gehenim? But what do you mean? If Kaddish could take them out of Gehenim once they're in Gehenim, so Kaddish could prevent them maybe from even going into certain levels of Gehenim. Quoting the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Ayin Vav, look, says the Gemara, everybody agrees to the Kal V'chomer in general. The only machlokas is by Afaras Nedarim, whether you have a Hekesh that overrides. Says Rav Moshe, "Hamitzvos she'osa haben af kodem shemachrisen es aviv ladin." The mitzvahs that a person, the son, does even before vade moel and lo shleidinu or sheikuladino, the father's going to get some credit for those. V'akal v'chomeru im moel lahotzio acher shekvar nidon. It's unbelievable. We'll read this Gemara, okay? But Moshe had shas, and the great Gedolim have shas on their fingertips. So they could bring in the middle of a Kaddish discussion, you bring it in this detail about Afar Sadarim, says Moshe, yes, because you see from the Maskan of our Gemara that the svara of the Kalvachomer, everybody would agree to. Hafar is a darm as a hekish. V'yim kein yishlomar Kalvachomer zeh, le'inyin ha-to'eles la-ha'av, me'amires kadish da-ha-ben, u'mikol dvarim tovim sha-ben ose. V'shayach ulai lomar mitzat svaras ha-shach, le'inyin shlo l'chaivo la-ha-ben, v'lo le'inyin she'ein to'eles ba-kadish yomar. V'lachin af she'shabar sovar ha-shach, le'inyin she'l'chaivo la-ben lomar kadish, dev she'l'chivu ala shekfar hu yinidon, achara kvura, v'lo kodim. He says at the end, he says maybe even the shah, even Lishitas Ashach, I would say that, you know, he would be able to say it. He continues. Okay, that's Rav Moshe. Let's continue now with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in terms of the time. When can be made for the Nedarim? Hafar is Nedarim Kalayom. You can be made for a Neder all day. All day. Yesh bedavar lahakel lahachmir. And this sometimes works out lakula or lachumr. The Rani here says, kula and chumr here really don't mean what they usually mean. Kula and chumr here just mean sometimes you have a long time, sometimes you have a short time. If you're know they're very close to the end of the day, you only have a short time. If you know they're at the beginning of the day, you have a long time. That's what lahakel lahachmir here means. Ketzad, for example, nadra b'leili Shabbos. If you make a neder on Friday night, you have a long time. You offer b'leili Shabbos, u'b'yoma Shabbos, hachetech shach. You can have the whole next day until it gets dark the following day. Nadra im chashecha, but if you make a neder right before dark, mefer achelo tech shach. You only can be mefer until it gets dark. Shim chashcha v'lo hefer, enu yachol hafer. Because if it got dark and we want mefer, too late, enu yachol lahafer. The Rishonim here discuss, why does he dafka pick Shabbos? Why not any other day of the week? So the Ran, the Rosh, all discuss Shabbos. The Ran says, really any other day. V'haydenok at Shabbos, mil sagavurcha kamash malon, to mefir nedarim b'Shabbos. V'avavishin ol sarach Shabbos, you can be made for on Shabbos. You know what? Look, you haven't made for on Shabbos. If you miss it today, it's going to be hukam. Today is Yom Shamo, if today's the day that you hear it. So that's the chiddush why, to teach me, even on Shabbos, you can be mefir. The Mefaresh, and the Rush also says, the Mefarish says, to teach me the idea of Vayir Vayivoker, right? That you go after the source, says the, where is the Mefarish? Third skinny line. Dinachel Leili Shabbos Bishop Dashbinon, but Masha Amra, Afar Zadam Kalayom, Kalayli Shabbos Viyomo, Shahalayla Holech Acharayom, just like Shabbos, the night, and then the following day. So too, that's Hilcha Shabbos, Soter Verachas Avar Sadarim, you go by the Halachic, Yom Echad. The Shami Nedarim has another pshat. He says, maybe it's to teach me that there's no Miku Diskatsoi. We know usually the rule is by Muksa, if something is Muksa when Shabbos starts, it's Muksa for the whole Shabbos. But, says the Shami Nedarim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that doesn't apply by a woman's neder. Because she, Kalan Oderos, Haldas Bailahi Noderes, and therefore she has in mind that maybe my husband's going to be made for it. And therefore, she's not maksa it mi dai ta. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses in Chela Gimel Simen Aleph what happens if she's no deres bebein hashmashos. This is classic Rabbi Kiva Eger. In the first paragraph here, he brings in about five shas topics. What exactly is the halacha if she's no deres bebein hashmashos? So he says, well, if the husband is made for it, a minute later, maybe it's no good, because maybe she was no deres during the day, and now it's the nighttime. So maybe he has to do a toka de dibur. But what happens if she's also, let me just find the lashon here, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, shehik shalo, b'isha shnodra bin hashmashas, lo ye koach abala hafer, d'shema bazua rega nasa laila, ve'eno yom shamo. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, mikamakam kivin de lohaya ef shalo lahafer mikodem, memele yachol lahafer after eno b'yom shamo. He said, this is the only choice. Because it's like impossible, you would be able to do it. Mikal makom al kalpanim. What if she was shosek toka de dibor? He shouldn't be able to be made for because maybe after shtikaso became night. Right? Maybe you should say that Vayinochal Hafer B'yom Shama only. He could have been. Sefer is not possible. And then he quotes one of his friends, Chad Me'achevra, one of the Chevra told him, maybe she has to be Mefer, Bitam Svek Sveka. Maybe now it's still day. And even if it's not, maybe the woman's nether was also done at night. So he says, well, do you really say that? Do you say Svek Sveka Lakula, where there's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin? You could also go to a Chacham and get it Matir. Right? The Gemara earlier called Nadar Davar Sheish Lamatirin. So maybe you shouldn't be able to do it, even though Lakula, you should go Lakula B'Svek Sveka. Amazing, Kiva Eger, right there in the Chadashos, which is Chelek Gimel Simin Aleph. Weiter. Tanya says the Gemara Afar Zadarim Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Meis Leis. No, they argue. Machlokas Tanam. They say you have 24 hours. My time at the Tanakama. Amar Kora Biyom Shamo. The day of. For Rabbanan, my Tamayu. What do the Rabbanan? These Rabbanan say 24 hours. Tachsiv Miyom El Yom. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Ula Tanakama Hoksiv Miyom El Yom. Itzrich. No, you still need that pasuk, even though he holds till the end of the day. Di b'yom shamo, if you only have yom shamo, hava mina b'yamama in b'layel yolo. I would have thought only by day you could be mefer, not by night. Lo ksim yom al yom. That's why he says the next other pasuk, not to teach me 24 hours, but to teach me including night. Ulamanda amar mi yom al yom, aksiv b'yom shamo. What do they use that pasuk for? Itzrich, di ksiv mi yom al yom, hava mina mechad b'shaba lechad b'shaba. I would have thought you have a week, mi yom el yom, from now until this time next week. Lefer la, Ksiv biyom shamo. That's why it says biyom shamo. No, only the day of. Period. Amar Hashem ben Pazi, Amar Bishua ben Levi, Ein alacha ko'osu azuk. We don't paskin like that pair. We paskin only the day of. Levi savar lemevikani tanoi. He wanted to do like those tanam. Amar Leir of Rav, Hachi Amar Rav Chavivi. Chavivi, which was Rav's uncle, Rabbi Chia, says, Ein halacha ko'osu hazug. We don't paskin that way. Period. One final line. Chia barav shadi gira ubadik. When somebody used to be asked for a hataras adarim, Chia barav used to shoot an arrow and check if there was a room for hatara. Rabba barav huna yasavikoim used to sit and stand and be doing other things. What does this last line mean? So Rov Rishonim assume this means that they weren't ma'ayin in it so deeply. Why? Because says the Ran, let's read the Ran first. Shemus Asig Lirashita, if he was shooting arrows, he would continue to shoot arrows because Ksavar Poskin Bacharata. You don't have to find a Pesach, which requires more Iyun. Even Charata, we had the Machlokas earlier, if you remember, on Chaf Aleph or so. And that is why the Gemara is emphasizing that they still were doing other things while they were involved in the Bedikas Haneder, because Charata would be good enough and not just Pesach. The Rush says no. The Rush says they would shoot an arrow to know exactly how long they have. Leida midas tzilo lechavein bo lamachras. Something about seeing where the shadow was. Interesting. The Shita Mekubetzes here says maybe the whole thing is lav dafka. It just means they were matrit immediately, just like shooting an arrow happens immediately. And that's what the Sharma Siyana Balacha points out. Like the other Shito, it's a little difficult. Right? Who is shooting arrows? We know shooting arrows is not a Ben Torah type thing to do. The Behudas Shuva about hunting. No, it's not unusual that this is exactly the example that is brought here. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. Again, the next daf will be put up from the last cycle. Ayin Zayin, even though it's a little shorter, I apologize, but Bezhan will pick up the next time afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here.